Good morning. This is your Captain Joe, and it is Friday morning. And thanks to the good offices of Captain Truman O'Brien, we've been working to rectify my error on the program that I did from the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star. We've decided that the best way to do this is for me to make some introductory remarks and then to tell you that we're going to leave the program as it was. And so this is going to become a little bit of military Jeopardy. For those of you who play that game, and I do not, but I know a little bit about how it works, you'll be able to listen to the answers to my questions, and then you can figure out what is it that Captain Joe is asking these wonderful people. So it's going to be a little bit of military and Polar Star Jeopardy. But I am going to make a couple of remarks about Polar Star herself to lead into this, because I want all of Captain Joe's people who are listening to this program, this broadcast, and listening to it from the archive, that I was just so impressed with Polar Star and her crew. And I talked, one of the interviews that I did was with her, one of her most junior enlisted people, a fireman from down in the bilges who aspires to be an aviation mechanic and is on the list to go to the A school, which is the preliminary training for somebody to do that work, all the way up to her newly enfranchised commanding officer, because I had been the day before to her change of command ceremony. And so we had everybody from one of the newest enlisted people, youngest enlisted people, all the way up to her new captain with a Master Chief in between, an ensign right out of the Coast Guard Academy. He'd been aboard for about 2 days, and by his own confession, he was still learning where things were. And then another ensign who was about ready to go on a Fulbright scholarship to the Czech Republic as his next assignment. So I got a feel for the entire crew, and I spent quite a bit of time. I was given the privilege and the permission to talk to anybody in the crew that I wanted to, and of course I took that opportunity and had some great conversations with these people. I am often critical on this program and with Captain Joe's people about what I see as changes in the Guard from when I came and when I came in. And I took the oath for the first time on the 1st of July in 1952. So if you subtract 1952 from 2022, you'll see how many years ago that was. I'm a simple sailor who can barely read or write, so I can't make that subtraction, and Captain O'Brien is sitting right next to me, and he's having trouble with it as well. But in any case, it was a long, long time ago. And I have talked often on this program about changes that I've seen in the Guard. But one thing that I did not see change was the way the people talk about their ship and talk about taking care of her and about the ship herself taking care of them. I was just so impressed and so heartened by what I heard from this crew, all the way from that youngest fireman all the way up to her new captain, that I am fully confident that she is in really good hands. So this is your Captain Joe, and now you get to figure out the questions that I've asked and listen to the answers by all of these people. And I know that you will come away from this just as did I, knowing that the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star, now over 40 years old, is in really good hands, and she's going to continue to go about her father's business and serve the great nation that we all continue to serve for many, many years, because it's going to be a long time before those new icebreakers come into the fleet. And that is what I have to say about all of that, and this is your Captain Joe's talking to you on a Friday morning from the captain's chair, and with the able engineering of Captain Truman O'Brien, on whom all blessings flow. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again, and this is your Captain Joe on station and watching properly.
One bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe. And this time I am not up in the captain's chair, but I am through the gracious kindness of another captain down in the floor of the dry dock, where his command, which he assumed yesterday, is being worked on to get ready for her next deployment south. And before we get to talking to some members of the crew, including her captain, I deliver, as always, my greetings to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world, from Singapore on one side of the world all the way around to the other side, to the Kingdom of Sweden, with Stockholm as the capital, all of the ships and aircraft in between, all of the stations in between that are about their father's business, rescuing the hapless man, and in the case of Polar Star, getting herself ready to deploy yet once again to the Antarctic about her father's business. And as always, with Captain Joe's people, we need to revisit the binnacle list. And I've just been advised that, along with those that I've reported here on before, know that your captain from the chair, or in this case from the floor of the dry dock at Vallejo, is very much concerned about those that have already been put on the binnacle list. And now I'm told that it is necessary to add some of Captain Rapella's crew, who also are fighting the COVID. And so they also go on to Captain Joe's binnacle list. So we're going to start off with one of the most junior people in Polar Star Ship Company, and that's Fireman Mahomes. And Fireman Mahomes tells me that she actually really wants to go flying, and so that she's number 40 on the list to go to A school. So, Fireman Mahomes, I'm going to hand the little phone over to you, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Hello, Captain Joe.
Good morning or good afternoon to you. I'm delighted to be able to be down here with you, and I'd like to know, first of all, when you went to boot camp.
I went to boot camp December 3rd, 2019. And got a little banged up and graduated April 2020 with Mike 1908.
And what was your new company class?
Mike 1908. Mike
1908?
Yeah.
And did you make the last trip?
I did.
And did you, when you came back from Antarctica, did you make the transit between Antarctica and New Zealand?
I did.
And did the ship roll?
It rolled and it moved every way it wanted to.
So tell all of Captain Joe's people who are listening to this why it is that icebreakers roll.
They have a very unique shape and they are curved, so they don't have a narrow pointed keel. So we move and groove with every way, but we break ice really well.
All right. So could we say that she has a nice rounded bottom?
I would say so.
And because this is Voice of Banjo 101.9 on the FM band and broadcasting live stream all over the world on voiceofbanjo.org, and standing right underneath her bow, everybody should know that this particular ship was built in Lockheed Shipyard, which is right in Seattle, now called Vigor. And I was just walking along and started stroking the helm and looking at the quality of the world. She was built beautifully built. So you want to go to A school. Tell me what school you want to go to.
I want to go to the Aviation Maintenance Technician School and fly some 60s one day.
So do you think you might want to be a rescue swimmer as well?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not my strong suit.
You don't think that jumping line of those machines is something you want to do?
I'd rather fix them.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I'm delighted to have met you and really appreciate your coming down here with us.
Pleasure's mine.
So, one last question for you. Where is your family located?
Olathe, Kansas.
Olathe, Kansas.
There's no Coast Guard in Kansas besides YN. I made my way to the East Coast and watched a documentary that had a really cool red boat on it and made my way to the Coast Guard. I think it's an awesome boat.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Petty Officer McGee, tell everybody who is listening all the time.
That is a great question, Captain Joe. I'm not definitely what an IT is. Of course. So anyway, as an IT, we maintain, repair, troubleshoot all of the information systems across the Coast Guard. We specifically deal with the ones on the Polar Star. So that's any of the workstations, computers, printers, telephones, announcing paging systems, satellite communications as well, anything like that. We fix, repair, maintain, try to get them to work as best as possible.
So tell me where you went to school. Where's the A school for IT?
ITA school is in Petaluma, California.
Right. Why do we have a school out in the middle of the desert or in the inland?
Great question. There's not a lot of water there. It actually used to be an army base at one point, and we took it from them.
So before you became a IT, what was your specialty before that?
I studied education in Spanish in college and then worked my way to the prestigious career path of the barista before I finally found myself in the Coast Guard.
You were with the boot camp in Cape May.
I did.
And how long did you go to boot camp?
I believe that was the end of 2018 when I was in Cape May.
So who was your company commander?
I do very well. Who forgets? My lead company commander was YN1 Madrid. Yes. Yeah, he was something else. Into the Coast Guard. I thought about a few different options before I finally decided to just talk to some of the ITs down at the section where I used to work. And the second I knocked on their door and they opened it, I felt right at home. I really connected with those ITs, and the more research I did, the more and more I felt secure with that choice.
Do you feel that there is both enough work and challenging work for you?
Most certainly, maybe too much sometimes. I really enjoy it, and there's plenty of work to go around.
So, a busy Jack Guard, a happy Jack Guard, so I can only assume that you're going to be incredibly happy all the time.
I try to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good. Good. Where are you? Are you anywhere close to the service line for first class?
I actually just made second class at the beginning of this month. I have looked up the pracs, but I don't have any sign-offs yet, so we'll see. Maybe by the time I leave the Polar Star, but...
So do you have a chief that works with Mr. Kimping?
I do, yes, Captain.
Okay. So you say you started on the practical practice?
I've looked them up online and have saved them to my desktop.
Well, looking them up online and saving them to the desktop. I'm getting a chief to sign off on.
It's not, but I'm sure that will happen in the near future. Rest assured.
You're doing very, very well. I've really enjoyed having you on the program. So, Master Chief is the senior enlisted man of the Polar Star. Do I have that right, Chief?
One of the three Master Chiefs assigned. thing is that when you become a chief petty officer, that now you are the chief when you are an issue. So,
Thanks, Captain Joe. I'm Master Chief Travis Judd. I'm an MK Master Chief, which is a machinery technician. They combined a few ratings a number of years ago, engine men, boiler tech, and a handful of others to create machinery technician. And so we tend to all the auxiliary and propulsion equipment on the ship. My job is to make sure that people have the tools, training, and time to make that happen, get down there and give them a hand when they need it, and teach them what I know, because I'm not here forever, and if I don't pass that on, it's lost.
So I have a particular time because when I first started out, there was service, there was only one ready to be set up, and then I was at the Vietnam with my chief, who was a
Well, I think the biggest thing is just meeting people where they're at, understanding that everybody has their own unique situation, and just because somebody's a junior member that doesn't necessarily have dependents, it doesn't mean they don't have a family. So we work to make sure that they get the time off that they need, especially with our routine where we come straight out of the ice and head into dry dock and the maintenance ramps up. We truly do everything we can to get people time off and away with their families. And when we're down range, we have ships, satellite phones that we allow people to communicate with, email, and any means that we can make available for them to reach out to their families. Additionally, we have resources on board, such as one of the JOs usually takes on a role where they communicate with the ombudsman. We send out a newsletter and a PR push so that families understand what we're doing while we're out there. I've sailed the last two deployments, so roughly 2 years. I was TDY for the first trip and PCS tier last year. At least another year. If I move on after this, I'd like to move into the Command Master Chief world and see where that takes me. Otherwise, I'd like to move into policy for naval engineering and, keep giving back.
my conviction is that I want the Master Chief young sailors, young and
family lives here in California, about 30 minutes away from the dry dock. My oldest daughter's off at college at Oregon State University, and my youngest daughter will be graduating next summer. The Coast Guard and the Naval Services have assigned certain ships with the designation of unusually arduous sea duty, and when you're assigned to one of those units, your family can go to a place of your designation, and it's something that Congress has made sure that we have as an armed force to be able to take care of our families and really set them up for success so we can focus on the mission. I think if I could push one thing out from our chief's mess, it's like Captain Joe says, keep doing the hard job. Get out there, teach people, work hard, and make it a little better than it was when you found it. Today, that means making sure people have what they need to get the job done. The Coast Guard's a little short-staffed, so a plug, if you know anybody out there wanting to join the Coast Guard, there is a recruiting office nearby. If not, get a hold of Captain Joe, and he'll find one of us. But, yeah, the happier we keep the crew, the harder they work, the better the unit is.
Thank you, Master Chief. Thank you, Captain Joe. I am. All right. I graduated about 2 months ago. Yeah, that does, class of 22. It's simply better than being an odd-numbered class. Newly reported, most of what I've spent my time doing is getting lost and finding members of the crew to get me unlost. But that also, exactly, I've been getting a lot of mentorship from the whole crew. But the other hand of that is I'm getting to meet everybody, which is really important to me. It's a lot of names to learn and a lot of people to kind of get their stories. But I'm really excited to work with this crew, and I'm really excited to stop being lost. Yes, the PQS is the preliminary qualification. I don't know what the S stands for. Basically, it's just everything that skills you need to present or do that show that you're competent to do the job. So the one I'm working for right now is import officer of the deck, so I have to know how to respond to casualties or anything that might come up while we are in port and oversee the import duty section. This is actually my first day on-the-job training with Mr. Yuvani. Here has been showing me the ropes, so hopefully I'll get some sign-offs here this afternoon. One of the big duties of our duty section in the yard is we're still responsible for the firefighting. So while we're in port, the crew trades off who is on the fire team. So whenever they're doing any sort of hot work, like welding or grinding on board, we have to be on board because we are kind of the specialists in doing the firefighting on board our ship. So we have to be on board because the workers of the shipyard aren't necessarily the specialists at taking care of our own ship. I admittedly haven't. I certainly will. Yes, sir. Right now, my job is to oversee the IT shop. So IT team talks about kind of what his job is and some of the other enlisted people that he works with. So my job is to supervise them, help them with their tasking. Right now, my job is a lot to learn what they do. I've been advised that the best thing I can do is take care of them and help give them everything they need to succeed, because they know a lot more about information systems than I do. And then hopefully they will impart some of that knowledge to me.
All right. Thanks, Captain Joe, for joining us here at Polar Star. It's great to have another Antarctic sailor with us. This is my very first unit coming out of the Coast Guard Academy. I was an odd-numbered year, definitely biased, but we have some great even-year shipmates here with us today, so I won't go too far down that rabbit hole. But I did one deployment down to Antarctica, and I will be departing Polar Star here in just a couple weeks to head to Prague to continue my education. Yes. The best way I can describe Antarctica to people that have not been, it just feels like you're on a different planet. The scenery down there is amazing, and you are experiencing one of the most remote locations on this earth. We did. I did make that climb, and I think it was on the worst weather day we had down there, but it makes the experience memorable. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we did not.
Okay. All right. I am Ensign Heather Allen. I just reported here about 2 weeks ago from OCS. I will be taking over as the new ANAV on board. Where do I fit in? Well, right now I am also taking over as the PAO, so the last couple weeks have been a lot of planning and helping organizing with not only the change of command that we just had the other day, but as well as the Commandant's visit, and then moving forward with other projects that we have as well. So that's a big role. Given that we are in dry dock, I have not learned too much yet about navigation, but I'm really excited to learn about that. and just make sure that, you know, the enlisted personnel that I am overseeing have everything they need so we can make a safe trip down to Antarctica this coming operational beach freeze. Of course.
You're very welcome. No, as indicated a little earlier, this is actually officially my first full day on the job. We had our ceremony yesterday, our change of command ceremony yesterday, and as mentioned in my brief comments then, I've only had a short time with this ship and this crew, but 12 years of sea time and served on the Healy, our other icebreaker, and served in the Arctic on buoy tenders. So have some experience to bring to this and to be able to see and tell what a fantastic and capable ship this is, and what an even more fantastic and capable crew that keeps this 46-year-old ship running and doing what it's supposed to do.
And say that number again.
46 years, sir. Mine is actually very similar to yours, and that is first do the mission and take care of your people. I add a little bit something onto that and do both of those while still having fun, and I think you can do that. And I look forward to having fun with these folks. Well, we appreciate that you are here and sharing our story with the world, sir, and also really appreciated your attendance at our change of command ceremony. We are always blessed to have some of the icebreakers from years gone, and I know you were our most senior, and we had a few other icebreakers in the audience and a few other commanding officers out there as well. So we always appreciate having you guys out there, and so I'll also take this opportunity, if you don't have one yet, to get a coin from the ship. Yes, sir.
So, there are